Welcome to today's lecture. Before we begin, I need to disclose that this episode is entirely AI-generated, including the voice you're hearing. Today's episode is sponsored by FlexiFlow Pro, a fictional productivity app that claims to organize your entire digital life in one seamless interface. Please note that FlexiFlow Pro is completely fictional, and some information in this episode may be hallucinated, so I encourage you to double-check anything important. Today, we're examining artificial intelligence and the future of work, with a particular focus on how to navigate the AI-driven job market. This isn't just another technology trend we can ignore. This is a fundamental shift that's already transforming every industry, and computer science students especially need to understand both the opportunities and challenges ahead. By the end of this lecture, you'll understand what generative AI actually is at a technical level, how it's creating new job categories while automating others, and most importantly, how to position yourself strategically in this evolving landscape. You'll also grasp the ethical frameworks necessary for responsible AI development and deployment. The stakes here are significant. According to the World Economic Forum, data discussed in our source material, AI will displace 85 million jobs, but it will create 97 million new ones. That's a net gain of 12 million jobs, but they'll require different skills. Miss this transition, and you'll find yourself competing for a shrinking pool of routine work. Master it, and you'll be positioned for high-value roles that didn't exist 5 years ago. This transformation is happening now, not in some distant future. Companies are already asking candidates about their AI skills in interviews. They want to know if you can craft effective prompts, if you understand the limitations of AI systems, and if you can work collaboratively with AI tools. This lecture will prepare you for those conversations. Let me start with a critical distinction that often gets muddied in popular discourse. When we talk about AI transforming work, we need to separate general artificial intelligence, machines that can truly think like humans, from the narrow AI systems we actually have today. The AI reshaping the job market right now is what we call narrow AI or specialized AI. These are systems designed for specific tasks, analyzing medical images, detecting fraud in financial transactions, or generating human-like text. They excel in their specific domains, but can't generalize beyond them. At its core, artificial intelligence involves creating machines capable of simulating human intelligence functions like learning, reasoning, and decision-making. But, and this is crucial, current AI systems don't actually understand in the way humans do. They recognize patterns and make predictions based on massive amounts of training data. This distinction matters enormously for understanding job displacement. AI excels at tasks that involve pattern recognition, data processing, and generating outputs based on learned patterns. It struggles with tasks requiring genuine creativity, emotional intelligence, complex problem-solving in novel situations, or ethical reasoning. Now let's dive deeper into generative AI, which is driving much of the current excitement and anxiety about AI in the workplace. Generative AI systems like ChatGPT represent a significant leap forward because they can engage with humans using natural language rather than requiring specialized programming knowledge. Generative AI is built on what we call generative pre-trained transformers, or GPTs. To understand this, we need to work our way up from the foundational concepts. Start with machine learning, algorithms that improve their performance on a task through experience rather than being explicitly programmed for every scenario. Within machine learning, we have neural networks, which attempt to simulate how neurons in the human brain process information. An artificial neuron takes multiple inputs, applies an activation function, and produces an output. It's elegantly simple in concept. Deep learning emerges when you stack many layers of these neural networks together, hence deep. You might have millions of artificial neurons arranged in complex architectures. Different architectures excel at different tasks. Convolutional neural networks for image processing, recurrent neural networks for sequential data, and transformers for language understanding. Transformers are the breakthrough that made modern generative AI possible. They excel at understanding context and relationships in sequential data, like text. When you ask ChatGPT a question, it's not searching a database. It's predicting what words should come next based on patterns it learned from vast amounts of text. This is why ChatGPT can write code, debug programs, compose emails, create stories, and even write poetry. It's learned patterns from examples of all these types of text and can generate new instances that follow those patterns. But remember, it's pattern matching, not true understanding. DALL-E, also from OpenAI, applies similar principles to image generation. You provide a text description, and it generates images that match that description. By learning patterns from millions of image text pairs, these systems represent a fundamental shift in how humans interact with computers, from programming languages to natural language. Beyond text and image generation, AI is transforming work through data analytics and pattern recognition. Consider a seemingly simple problem. How should a supermarket arrange its products? AI can analyze purchase patterns to discover that customers who buy milk also tend to buy bread and eggs, leading to more strategic product placement. This principle scales enormously. In healthcare, AI algorithms can detect minute cancer cells in medical imaging that human doctors might miss. In cybersecurity, AI systems analyze threat patterns to predict and prevent attacks before they occur. In finance, algorithms detect fraudulent transactions in real time by recognizing patterns that indicate suspicious activity. But here's where responsible AI becomes crucial. Just because AI can do something doesn't mean humans are off the hook for accountability. If an AI-generated code causes a rocket to malfunction, you can't simply blame the AI. The human developer remains responsible for validating and testing that code. Responsible AI encompasses several key principles. First, accountability. Humans must remain responsible for AI outputs, especially in high-stakes situations. Second, transparency. We need to understand how AI systems make decisions. Third, fairness. AI systems must not perpetuate or amplify human biases. Privacy represents another critical concern. AI systems often require vast amounts of data to function effectively, raising questions about how personal and sensitive information is collected, stored, and used. In medical applications, for instance, AI might analyze patient data to improve diagnoses, but this raises significant privacy considerations. The ethical implications extend beyond individual privacy to societal impact. Early facial recognition systems showed racial bias, and recruitment algorithms have demonstrated gender bias. These examples highlight why AI development must prioritize fairness, inclusivity, and ongoing bias detection and correction. Now let's pause for some active recall. I want you to think through these questions before I continue. First, what's the difference between narrow AI and general AI, and why does this distinction matter for understanding job displacement? Take a moment to formulate your answer. Second, explain the progression from machine learning to neural networks to deep learning to transformers. How does each build on the previous concept? Think through this hierarchy. Third, what are the key principles of responsible AI? And why can't we simply let AI systems operate without human oversight? Consider specific examples from healthcare or aerospace. Here are the answers. Narrow AI performs specific tasks exceptionally well, but can't generalize beyond its training domain, while general AI would possess human-like cognitive abilities across all domains. Current job displacement comes from narrow AI automating specific functions, not from AI replacing human intelligence entirely. The progression goes. Machine learning enables computers to improve performance through experience rather than explicit programming. Neural networks simulate brain neurons to process information. Deep learning stacks many neural network layers for complex pattern recognition. Transformers excel at understanding sequential relationships, enabling natural language interaction. Responsible AI requires human accountability because AI systems can make mistakes, exhibit bias, and lack true understanding. In critical applications like medical diagnosis or aerospace engineering, human expertise must validate AI outputs. We can't abdicate responsibility to systems that operate through pattern matching rather than genuine comprehension. Moving to practical applications, let's examine how professionals can leverage AI tools to enhance rather than replace their capabilities. The key is understanding AI as an amplifier of human intelligence, not a substitute for it. For chatbots and conversational AI, tools like ChatGPT, UChat, and Perplexity AI offer different strengths. ChatGPT excels at creative tasks and code generation. UChat combines chatbot capabilities with search functionality. Perplexity AI focuses on research and fact-finding with source attribution. Text and writing tools like Notion AI provide summarization, brainstorming, and technical guidance. Quillbit specializes in paraphrasing and rewriting. These tools don't replace writing skills, they enhance them by handling routine tasks like formatting, initial drafts, or suggesting alternative phrasings. For visual content creation, tools like Crayon, a simplified version of DALL-E, and DeepAI generate images from text descriptions. These democratize visual content creation but require human creativity to craft effective prompts and curate appropriate outputs. The learning landscape for AI skills varies significantly based on your background and goals. For non-computer science students, Elements of AI provides foundational knowledge without requiring programming expertise. It covers AI concepts, terminology, and applications across different fields. Computer science students need deeper technical knowledge. Fast.ai offers practical deep learning courses using Python, PyTorch, and TensorFlow. These platforms teach you not just to use AI tools, but to build and customize AI systems for specific applications. Major technology companies provide structured learning paths. IBM offers AI certification programs. LinkedIn Learning, EDX, and DataCamp provide courses ranging from basic AI literacy to advanced machine learning techniques. The key is choosing resources that match your current skill level and career objectives. Strategic skill development requires focus rather than trying to master everything simultaneously. Identify one or two AI-related skills most relevant to your field and create a structured learning schedule. Use tools like Excel or project management software to track your progress and maintain consistency. The choice of what to study depends entirely on your field. Business students should focus on data analytics and AI applications in marketing, finance, or operations. Health science students should explore AI in diagnostics, drug discovery, or patient care optimization. Computer science students need the technical foundations to build AI systems. Data science represents a particularly accessible entry point for many fields. It requires some coding knowledge, but emphasizes pattern recognition and insight generation over complex algorithm development. These skills apply across industries and provide immediate value to employers. Task automation represents one of the most immediate applications of AI in the workplace. Many routine tasks that consume significant time can be automated using current AI tools, freeing professionals to focus on higher value activities. Email management offers a practical example. AI can draft responses to routine inquiries, categorize incoming messages by priority, and even schedule meetings based on email conversations. The key is maintaining human oversight to ensure appropriate tone and accuracy. In manufacturing and inventory management, AI systems can track stock levels, predict demand, generate purchase orders, and optimize supply chain logistics. Tools like Workday's Illuminate AI agent handle payroll calculations, leave tracking, and policy enforcement, significantly reducing administrative burden on HR departments. Small and medium enterprises can particularly benefit from AI automation because they often lack extensive human resources for routine tasks. AI can help level the playing field by enabling small businesses to achieve productivity levels previously available only to larger organizations with bigger staffs. Educational applications demonstrate AI's potential to enhance rather than replace human expertise. Kira Learning, developed by Andrew Eng's team, assists teachers with grading, lesson planning, and course development. This doesn't reduce teaching workload, it redirects teacher time toward direct student interaction and personalized instruction. Learning management systems like Docebo use AI to identify individual student skill gaps and recommend personalized learning paths. This creates more efficient learning experiences while providing teachers with detailed insights into student progress and areas needing additional attention. Professional networking and job applications are being transformed by AI tools. Visy creates personalized profile pages that showcase not just skills, but personality traits relevant to employers. This goes beyond traditional resumes to provide richer candidate profiles. Networking platforms like Network AI, LinkedIn's AI career tools, and Soup's Network AI connect professionals with relevant opportunities and potential employers. These tools analyze professional profiles, job requirements, and industry trends to make more targeted connections. However, success with these tools requires active professional presence across multiple platforms. Employers increasingly expect candidates to maintain current, comprehensive online professional profiles that demonstrate both technical competence and continuous learning. This brings us to a fundamental mindset shift required for success in an AI-driven job market. Continuous learning becomes non-negotiable. Technology evolution accelerates continuously, and professionals must adapt accordingly or risk obsolescence. Learning mindset means approaching new technologies with curiosity rather than fear. When faced with unfamiliar AI tools or techniques, the response should be exploration and experimentation, not avoidance. This doesn't mean mastering every new tool, but staying informed about developments in your field. Interdisciplinary skill development becomes increasingly valuable. A healthcare professional who understands data analytics becomes more valuable than one who doesn't. A business manager familiar with AI applications gains competitive advantage over those who ignore these developments. Professional development resources include technology magazines, industry publications, LinkedIn professional groups, and expert insights from AI practitioners. Following thought leaders in your field helps you stay current without needing to personally test every new development. The key is building diverse skill sets that complement your primary expertise rather than replacing it. You're not becoming a different professional. You're becoming a more capable version of the professional you already are. Let's pause again for active recall. Think through these questions carefully. First, how do AI tools for task automation differ from complete job replacement? And what types of tasks are most suitable for AI automation? Consider specific examples. Second, what's the strategic difference between trying to learn every AI tool versus developing AI literacy in your specific field? How should professionals prioritize their AI learning efforts? Third, why is continuous learning particularly crucial in an AI-driven job market? And how does this differ from traditional professional development approaches? Here are the answers. AI task automation handles routine, repetitive, or pattern-based activities while leaving creative, strategic, and interpersonal work to humans. Suitable tasks include email sorting, data entry, basic customer service responses, and report generation. This enhances, rather than replaces, human capabilities. Strategic AI learning focuses on tools and concepts most relevant to your field, rather than attempting universal AI mastery. Business professionals need different AI knowledge than computer scientists. Prioritize learning that directly enhances your current role while building foundation knowledge for career advancement. Continuous learning becomes crucial because AI development accelerates at unprecedented pace, creating and eliminating job functions rapidly. Unlike traditional professional development that might update skills every few years, AI-driven markets require ongoing adaptation to remain relevant and competitive. Now let's address the challenges and ethical considerations that complicate this seemingly optimistic picture. The relationship between AI and employment is more nuanced than simple job creation and destruction statistics suggest. Job displacement anxiety is understandable, but often misframed. Yes, AI will automate certain functions, but history suggests that technological advancement typically creates more jobs than it eliminates. The challenge lies in the transition period and the skills gap between disappearing and emerging roles. Reskilling and upskilling become essential concepts for navigating this transition. Reskilling means learning entirely new skills for different types of work. Upskilling means enhancing existing skills to work effectively with new technologies. Both are necessary for different professionals at different career stages. The jobs being created by AI tend to require higher skill levels than those being eliminated. This creates opportunities for professionals willing to invest in learning, but it also risks leaving behind those without access to education or training resources. Bias in AI systems presents ongoing challenges that affect hiring, promotion, and workplace fairness. Early recruitment algorithms showed bias against women and minorities because they learned from historical hiring data that reflected past discrimination. This demonstrates why human oversight remains crucial. Facial recognition and voice recognition systems initially performed poorly on certain racial features and accents because training data wasn't sufficiently diverse. These problems weren't malicious, but reflected the biases present in training data and development teams. Addressing bias requires diverse development teams, representative training data, ongoing bias testing, and feedback mechanisms for continuous improvement. It's not a problem you solve once. It requires constant vigilance and adjustment. Educational institutions face particular challenges in adapting to AI. Should students be allowed to use AI tools for assignments? Should they be taught to use AI effectively? How do we maintain academic integrity while preparing students for AI-integrated workplaces? These questions don't have simple answers because they balance multiple competing values: fairness, educational effectiveness, preparation for real-world work, and academic integrity. Different institutions are experimenting with different approaches. The consensus emerging is that students should learn to use AI tools ethically and effectively, rather than being prohibited from using them entirely. This requires teaching both technical skills and ethical reasoning about when and how to use AI appropriately. Responsible AI development and deployment requires collaboration between technologists, ethicists, policymakers, and affected communities. Technical solutions alone cannot address the social implications of AI deployment. Fairness, transparency, and inclusivity must be designed into AI systems from the beginning, not added as afterthoughts. This requires diverse perspectives in development teams and ongoing engagement with communities affected by AI systems. Let's examine some common misconceptions that can derail student understanding of AI's workplace impact. First misconception: AI will completely replace human workers across most industries. This oversimplifies how AI actually works and ignores the complementary relationship between human and artificial intelligence. The reality is more nuanced. AI excels at pattern recognition, data processing, and routine tasks, but struggles with creativity, emotional intelligence, complex problem solving in novel situations, and ethical reasoning. Most valuable work combines human and AI capabilities. Second misconception: you need to become a programmer to work effectively with AI. While programming knowledge helps, many AI applications require domain expertise rather than coding skills. A marketing professional who understands AI applications in marketing may be more valuable than a programmer who doesn't understand marketing. Third misconception: AI tools are so powerful they can handle any task without human oversight. This dangerous belief leads to inappropriate applications of AI in high-stakes situations. Current AI systems are sophisticated pattern-matching tools, not thinking machines. Fourth misconception: learning about AI requires starting with advanced mathematics and computer science theory. While deep technical knowledge helps for some roles, many professionals can benefit from AI literacy without mastering the underlying mathematics. Fifth misconception: AI development is moving so fast that any learning will become obsolete quickly. While specific tools change rapidly, fundamental concepts about how AI works, its capabilities and limitations, and ethical considerations remain relevant across technological generations. Let's do our final active recall session, focusing on integration across all the material we've covered. First, explain how responsible AI principles should guide the deployment of AI tools in workplace automation. Connect this to specific examples from healthcare or finance. Second, analyze the relationship between continuous learning mindset and the ethical challenges posed by biased AI systems. How do these two themes reinforce each other? Third, synthesize the job displacement and job creation arguments. What types of skills become more valuable in an AI-integrated workplace, and how should professionals prioritize their development efforts? Here are the comprehensive answers. Responsible AI in workplace automation requires human accountability, especially in high-stakes applications. In healthcare, AI diagnostic tools must be validated by medical professionals who understand both the AI's capabilities and the clinical context. In finance, fraud detection AI must be monitored for false positives that could harm customers. Continuous learning and addressing AI bias are interconnected because bias often emerges from changing contexts and evolving applications. Professionals must stay informed about bias research and best practices as they deploy AI tools. A learning mindset ensures ongoing attention to fairness and ethical implications. Job market transformation favors skills that complement rather than compete with AI. High-value skills include creative problem-solving, emotional intelligence, ethical reasoning, domain expertise in specialized fields, and the ability to work collaboratively with AI tools. Professionals should prioritize learning that enhances their human capabilities while building AI literacy. Now let's step back and examine the deeper structure that unifies everything we've discussed. At its core, the AI transformation of work represents a fundamental shift from routine task performance to creative problem-solving and collaborative intelligence. The underlying logic is straightforward. AI excels at tasks that can be reduced to pattern recognition and rule following, while humans excel at tasks requiring contextual understanding, creativity, and ethical reasoning. The most valuable work increasingly occurs at the intersection of these capabilities. This creates a paradox. As AI becomes more capable, uniquely human skills become more valuable, not less. Emotional intelligence, creative thinking, ethical reasoning, and complex communication become differentiating factors in a world where routine cognitive work can be automated. Professionals who thrive in this environment won't be those who avoid AI or those who try to compete with it directly. Instead, they'll be those who learn to collaborate effectively with AI tools while developing the distinctly human capabilities that AI cannot replicate. This framework helps explain why continuous learning becomes so crucial. It's not just about keeping up with new AI tools. It's about continuously developing the human capabilities that become more valuable as AI handles more routine work. However, several tensions and unresolved questions remain within this framework. First, the pace of AI development may outstrip our ability to retrain workers effectively, creating transitional unemployment, even if long-term job prospects are positive. Second, the benefits of AI-driven productivity gains may not be distributed equitably. If AI primarily benefits those with access to education and training resources, it could exacerbate inequality rather than reducing it. Third, the ethical frameworks for AI deployment lag behind technological capabilities. We're deploying powerful AI systems in sensitive contexts before we've fully resolved questions about bias, accountability, and social impact. Fourth, the assumption that AI will remain narrow rather than developing general intelligence may prove incorrect. If AI systems develop broader cognitive capabilities, the job market implications could be far more dramatic than current projections suggest. These unresolved tensions suggest that adaptation strategies must remain flexible. Overinvesting in any single approach, whether that's learning specific AI tools, developing particular skills, or avoiding AI entirely, risks being caught unprepared for unexpected developments. Now let's focus on what matters most for assessment and practical application. Understanding AI's workplace impact requires grasping three conceptual levels: technical functionality, economic implications, and social consequences. At the technical level, you must understand what current AI systems can and cannot do. This means distinguishing between narrow AI and general AI, understanding how machine learning systems learn from data, and recognizing the limitations of pattern-based reasoning. At the economic level, you need to analyze how AI automation affects different types of work. This requires understanding which tasks are suitable for automation, how human-AI collaboration creates value, and why job displacement and job creation happen simultaneously. At the social level, you must grapple with ethical implications, including bias, accountability, privacy, and equitable access to AI benefits. These considerations increasingly influence how AI systems are developed and deployed. When answering exam questions or solving problems in this area, work systematically through these levels. For any AI application, first analyze what the technology actually does, then consider its economic impact on work and workers, then examine the broader social implications. Common mistakes include confusing narrow AI with general AI, assuming AI either completely replaces human work or has no impact at all, ignoring ethical considerations in technical discussions, and treating AI as a single technology rather than a collection of different techniques and applications. Strong responses demonstrate understanding of the complementary relationship between human and artificial intelligence, the importance of continuous learning for professional relevance, and the need for responsible AI development that considers social impact alongside technical capability. For essay questions, structure your arguments around the three levels of analysis. Begin with technical understanding, build toward economic implications, and conclude with social considerations. This demonstrates comprehensive understanding while maintaining logical flow. Case study questions often focus on specific industry applications. Practice analyzing how AI might transform work in healthcare, education, finance, or manufacturing. Consider both the opportunities for enhanced productivity and the challenges of implementation and ethical deployment. Let me give you the minimal viable structure for organizing this material in your mind. Think of AI workplace transformation as operating on three parallel tracks: technological capability, economic restructuring, and social adaptation. Technological capability develops through the progression from basic machine learning to neural networks to deep learning to current generative AI systems. Each advance expands the range of tasks AI can handle effectively. Economic restructuring involves simultaneous job displacement and job creation, with net positive job creation, but requiring significant reskilling and upskilling efforts. The jobs created typically require higher skills than those eliminated. Social adaptation encompasses both the opportunities for enhanced human capability through AI collaboration and the challenges of ensuring equitable access, addressing bias, and maintaining human agency in AI-assisted decision-making. So this framework as your organizing metaphor, AI transformation as three parallel tracks that must be coordinated for successful outcomes. Technical possibilities constrain economic opportunities, which in turn shape social adaptation requirements. For memory anchoring, remember the World Economic Forum statistic: 85 million jobs displaced, 97 million jobs created, net gain of 12 million jobs. This encapsulates both the disruption and opportunity that define the AI workplace transformation. Here's the single most important idea from this entire lecture. AI succeeds by amplifying human intelligence, not replacing it. The professionals who thrive will be those who learn to collaborate effectively with AI tools while developing the uniquely human capabilities that become more valuable as routine work gets automated. This isn't about learning to use specific AI tools. Those will change. It's about understanding the fundamental relationship between human and artificial intelligence, and positioning yourself at the intersection where both types of intelligence create maximum value. What should you do next? First, reread the source material to reinforce the specific examples and statistics discussed today. Second, choose one AI tool relevant to your field and spend time learning to use it effectively, not just its features, but its limitations and appropriate applications. Third, practice identifying tasks in your current or intended profession that would be suitable for AI automation versus those that require human judgment. This analytical skill will serve you throughout your career as AI capabilities continue expanding. Finally, hold this question in mind as you continue studying. How can I develop capabilities that become more valuable, not less valuable, as AI systems become more powerful? That question will guide your professional development in an AI-integrated world.